are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Got a lot of interesting scoop. We got some more scoop on dinosaurs and what they used to do in the water. Okay. Some of us really, can't sleep without knowing what our dinosaurs are doing. We have more recommendations on what to do with prostate cancer and prostate cancer screening. Not that I agree with those recommendations. Scientists also think that maybe what you could do is meditate to increase your body temperature when you're cold. We're having a little bit of a cold chill where I live right now. Meditate through it. I dig meditation. I think it's great. Going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how mercury can put you at risk to diabetes. Not the planet Mercury, just mercury. They also think that climate change is going to threaten wine production. So we need to talk about what are we going to do if we need our wine and any other breaking news story as it comes. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls and your questions at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, in the previous hour, I wanted to talk about a study that has come out looking at these potato chips that we eat, and eating a bag of potato chips, a little pack of potato chips, is like drinking 5 liters of cooking oil a year. To me, that's just way too much, okay? Now, let me see, where does this study? This was a YouGov poll, and what did is it looked at British children that ate potato chips every day. So we're talking about a small pack, all right? And then they looked at the kids who ate them every day, and then they looked at the other two-thirds of the kids who ate them several times a week, all right? And even though in Great Britain they say they go through billions of these packets a year, the equivalent of 1 ton of potato chips every 3 minutes. What? Or almost 100 packets per person. Are you kidding me? They say snacking on one of these a day adds up to the equivalent of drinking almost 5 liters of cooking oil per year to their diet, not to mention the fat and the sugar component in these. All right? Now, you see, for me, where I get nervous is a lot of us, we don't eat chips. We eat chips and dip. Now, I'm not a big chip eater because I know better. If I buy the chips like a Pringles, I'm going to be going through that whole can. So I don't go there. But what I do like is when it's football season, to have some chips and some French onion dip or some tortilla chips and some guacamole, okay? And I find that very relaxing to be able to sit there with some football, kick back while everybody's screaming at the TV with my bowl of guacamole, all right? But you're eating the chips. But see, what's attractive to me with the chips isn't the grease, it's the salt, you know? I mean, some of you tell me there's no way you could ever eat buttered popcorn in a movie or non-buttered popcorn. It has to be buttered because popcorn doesn't have taste. Well, the other day my kids wanted popcorn, and we never really usually let them get popcorn. But I have one of those Regal cinema cards. You know, I don't know if you guys have Regal cinemas in your area, but when you use the card, when you, go there to the movie theater, you end up racking up points. And then every third time you use it, you get either some popcorn or a soft drink or a free movie ticket. So I got a free popcorn. So we went and got the free popcorn. Well, what they must have done to it is salted extra well, because that was the most delicious tasting non-buttered popcorn I ever had. It was probably the salt. Now, I don't want you to eat salt. Too many of us eat salt, and we need to really cut back on salt. But I think many of us don't realize what we are really attracted to with our food. You know, I had no idea it was the salt content in bread that made me prefer one type of bread versus the other. I didn't realize. You know, we talk about salt all the time, and many of us don't add salt. I don't think I never grew up adding salt, even though my mom cooked as bland as it could be because she was afraid of salt back then in the 70s. You know, we just never added salt. All of a sudden, I eat something that just, I guess, was a little bit saltier, and it was like, You know, I saw the Lord, and it was whoa. And so, you know, where we could use this to our advantage is you may be digging in on these potato chips because the salt is what triggered you. Meanwhile, you're consuming all the fat. Well, then maybe what we need to do is get rid of the fat and figure out something you could eat that may, let's say, baked pretzels. Okay, you know, or like, you know, they have these baked Lays, although I don't really like the taste of the baked Lays. I really like the Ridges because the Ridges hold more of the, you know, the flavor and probably more of the grease. But for some of you, it's like, no, I really like the salt taste. Then if you're going to have a snack, maybe do away with the fatty component. Again, I don't want you to eat salt, but what I'm saying is if you're going to be snacking, figure out what it is that you're liking. What is the taste, you know? A lot of you also mess up by your dips. So you'll have a full bowl of dip and you'll run out of chips to finish the bowl. Well, you're not supposed to eat the whole bowl. So what you need to do is you need to put just the right amount of dip on your plate and then that's what you use. But we do that too. We're like, okay, we always run out of chips before the dip. So then we go and get more chips. Well, then you're taking on more calories. Guacamole can be very healthy. Salsa, very healthy. If you do it right. I mean, the tomatoes and the onions, salsa could be phenomenal, you know. And then, you know, I've even recommended that to people. For those of you that don't like to go to a nutritionist and, you know, don't want to do things right, sometimes I'll say, okay, what are you craving? What do you want? They're like, well, I want chips and salsa. I go, okay, what if I tell you your chips and salsa could be a meal? You know, you have to have, you know, some vegetables, okay? The tomatoes and the salsa isn't enough. But your chips and salsa, rather than you having red meat, you know, or a beef and bean burrito, all right? As long as you have some vegetables, I'll let your chips and salsa be dinner that night, all right? But you better eat salad and vegetables and fish earlier in the day. And maybe that's the trick to weight loss and to handling some of our vices, because I don't think it's working, us telling you as doctors, no more salt, no more sugar. Now, for some of you, that's what you need. For some of you, you need the military style. No, it's forbidden. That's it. No, you don't go there. But I see 99% of you go off the wagon. Then maybe we have to come up with ways where, all right, I want you to eat a salad for lunch. I want you to eat a piece of salmon with it. All right, that's going to be your lunch for the next week. But for dinner tonight, one night, I'll let you have chips and salsa for dinner. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some dinosaur news. Don't go away.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. All right, so researchers discovered new evidence that our dinosaurs were probably pretty damn good swimmers. Apparently, researchers studied these real strange claw marks discovered in a river bottom in China that is thought to have been once a route frequented by dinosaurs. So their head would be above the water. Okay, it doesn't mean they had to be water dinosaurs, you know, like with gills. They would just go through the water. And they would walk across the water, they would swim across the water. International research team has discovered new evidence that dinosaurs were strong swimmers capable of paddling long distances. All right, University of Alberta graduate student Scott Persons said that from dinosaurs we've learned about color vision in some of today's animals, and the ancient animals are linked to the evolution of other life we take for granted, like birds and flowering plants. I don't take them for granted. I just really don't think about them too much. Apparently, Persons and his colleagues, his co-persons, studied strange claw marks discovered on a river bottom in China that is thought to have once been a route frequented by dinosaurs. It must have been like a big hot spot, you know, like a nightclub. In close proximity to fossilized footprints of several Cretaceous-era animals, researchers located these series of claw marks that they think suggested a coordinated left-right left-right progression. Maybe it was military, right? You know, maybe they were all, you know, left, 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 right, left. According to persons, the claw marks are made by the tips of a two-legged dinosaur's feet as it swam in the river with its only its tippy toes scraping the bottom. So now get that. Our dinosaurs had tippy toes. I love it. The more we study dinosaurs, the less badass they are. You know, do you guys notice that? Yeah, okay, they had tippy toes, really? And they only had little baby claws. The claw marks stretch a distance of, 15 meters. Never mind. 15-meter claw. Never mind. Not to, they tiptoe all they like as far as I'm concerned. They got 15-meter claws. And the researchers contend it's proof that dinosaurs were able to swim with coordinated leg movements. I needed this in order to sleep. I could not function if I didn't know if dinosaurs could sleep or not. The tracks were made by the meat-eating theropod dinosaur. I think they're making some of these dinosaur names up, okay? I know there was a Stegosaurus. I know there was a Bronchosaurus. I know about the Tyrannosaurus Rex. I saw Jurassic Park, so I learned about Velociraptors. That's about it. But now don't be making up names. All right. So anyway, for those of you that want to see the details, go to the journal Chinese Science Bulletin. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You're going to hear more news this week telling you not to get screened for PSAs. They want to save the money. I don't know who they is, right? So the American College of Physicians has now, I guess, made new recommendations saying clinicians should inform men age 50 to 69 years of the limited benefits and significant harms of this prostate-specific antigen test before undergoing screening for prostate cancer. According to the American College of Physicians, they say before PSA testing, doctors and patients should discuss the potential benefits and harms of screening and the patient's individual risk of prostate cancer, general health, and preferences for testing. This was from David Bronson, president of the American College of Physicians. Only men between the ages of 50 and 69 who express a clear preference for screening should have the PSA test. For most men, the harms will outweigh the benefits. Now, this is a pretty bold statement. Very bold statement. Okay? We understand that a prostate biopsy is not fun. We understand there could be bleeding. There could be infection. We also understand that if cancer is diagnosed, you also have the risks according to getting that taken care of, whether it be radiation, whether it be surgery, etc. According to one doctor, Dr. Amir Kasim, he says a small number of prostate cancers are serious and cause death. But the vast majority of prostate cancers are slow growing and do not cause death. What is so significant about the PSA recommendation is it's one of the very few cancers, probably the first cancer, where doctors or part of the medical society, not everybody because a lot of doctors disagree, part of the medical society says don't look for it. If you have this cancer, we don't need to watch for it. Now, I understand there being conditions that are benign. You don't have to cut out every single freckle. I get that. Okay? I understand that you don't have to investigate every single lump and bump. Okay? I get that. But this is the first time we're telling people that even if you have cancer, stick your head in the sand because more harm will come to you. Now, is that really true? I have had a couple of you undergo treatment for prostate cancer with your urologist, and you were ticked. I've had many of you that are doing great. Very glad it got found, and it's out. So when is prostate cancer horrible, and when isn't it? Well, in the olden days, when life expectancy wasn't much, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, yeah, your prostate cancer, if it doesn't get found in the 60s, okay, why go through all the extra turmoil, etc.? But now that we have people living well into their 80s, I don't know if I could tell you to just watch your prostate cancer grow if it gets diagnosed in your 60s. Now, many of the prostate cancer patients that I've diagnosed didn't even have high PSAs. Their PSA was jumping. So what I did is I said, look, your PSA has jumped. It's up to you. You want to talk to a urologist? Watch this. and 99.99999%, I should just say 100% of them, all of them wanted to go to a urologist to talk about their options. Don't talk about it with your family doctor or your internist. You talk about it with the guys that deal with prostate cancer all the time. Now, I'm not saying we family docs and internal doctors aren't educated enough to handle prostate cancer, all right? But, you know, telling a family doctor, talking to your family doctor about not screening because we need to save money with Obamacare and you don't know if you'll have a little risk of bleeding, I don't think is an adequate forum for you to make a competent and educated decision on your being screened for prostate cancer. All right? I'm a huge fan of at least getting a PSA to know. I don't like the idea of sticking your head in the sand or sticking your head off your up your colon. I like the idea of knowing where you're at. And we've talked about studies where if your PSA is less than 1, like a 0.5, 0.8, you're probably good for a few years. But if your resting PSA is already 2 and normal PSA is 0 to 4, I get a little concerned, especially if you're a smoker. Now, does prostate cancer kill? Yes, it does. Prostate cancer can kill. It's a cancer. Can we predict what prostate cancer will do? No, it's cancer. Cancer can be chaotic. I don't know if it's going to spread to your vertebrae, your thoracic vertebrae 10, or your lumbar vertebrae 4. I don't know. I don't know where your prostate cancer is going to spread. It's cancer. There's no rhyme or reason to cancer. And I think a lot of us in the medical community are trying to dilute and diminish what a cancer diagnosis could be so people are less likely to get screened. But anybody that has ever had prostate cancer that has spread could be in a world of trouble. My experience with prostate cancer was I had a patient in the ER, I've told you guys about this, where apparently he had tripped over something. And he had hit his head just a little bit. He was conscious, but we thought he might have fractured his neck. So we put him in cervical spine precautions, took the x-ray. His neck was fractured in multiple places. How would a little baby trip do that to him? Well, the prostate cancer had eaten away at his neck bones. All right. This was a guy, he was only in his maybe late 60s. Now, he wanted to get up and move around. All right. We didn't want to let him do that. So we shipped him. We flew him up to Vegas because I was in Lake Havasu, Arizona at the time, to see a neurosurgeon. He got upset, decides to take off his cervical collar, and he causes himself to have a severing of his cervical nerve and ends up becoming a paraplegic. And from what I understand, he died. So whoever is saying prostate cancer ain't all that bad, I beg to differ. And I can't be the one to tell you to stick your head in the sand. I can't do that. So what I want to do is if you want to be screened, we'll run the test. Then if something looks a little off, sit down with the urologist and go over your, you know, you, just because we run a PSA doesn't mean you have to go for full-blown treatment. We could still watch and wait, but at least know where you're at. 1-877-DOCTORDALI, 1-877-DOCTORDALI. Don't go away.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. 877-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Some breaking news. 14 students have been injured this morning in a stabbing spree that occurred at Lone Star College Sci Fair, in which a student apparently ran from building to building, cutting people with a sharp knife or pencil. A suspect was detained after a student tackled him running across campus, according to Harris County Deputy Thomas Gilliland. The college is located in Cypress, Texas, near Houston, and the campus remains on lockdown. 14 people thus far have been injured. 4 victims in critical condition. They have been taken to the hospital by helicopter. Others have been taken by ambulance. Gilliland said only that the injuries to 4 victims were severe enough to be hospitalized. I'm reading this as we go. There's a huge sign saying alert as the school is on lockdown. It says stay away from the area. Seek shelter in a secure location until the incident is resolved. Apparently, it started in a lab in the Health Science Center. A few months ago, 2 people had actually been shot at another Lone Star College campus in January. This is horrible. When you see people go on these sprees and go on these rampages, again, another example of how doing away with the guns still doesn't protect our citizens. You have people going around with stabbing rampages. Pretty scary stuff. We'll keep you posted as we get more news. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We are also watching closely on what North Korea has been threatening in terms of a nuclear attack. One source said he was threatening to launch it tomorrow. Not too sure why they would be giving such specifications. But commander in the Pacific, from what we understand, the top American military commander in the Pacific says, no worries, we got this handled. The U.S. defenses could intercept a ballistic missile launch by North Korea if it does decide to strike. All right. From what we understand, Admiral Samuel Locklear, commander of U.S. Pacific Command, said North Korea's pursuit of nuclear weapons and long-range ballistic missiles represents a clear threat to the U.S. and its allies in the region. The admiral said Kim Jong-un, the country's young and still relatively untested leader, remains unpredictable after using the past year to consolidate his power. But Locklear told the Senate Armed Services Committee that he was confident that the U.S. military can thwart North Korea if it chooses to act. He made clear that any U.S. decision would be contingent on where the missile is headed, information that the U.S., they claim, could ascertain fairly quickly. Senator John McCain asked, do we have the capability to intercept the missile if the North Koreans launch within the next several days? Locklear said, we do. He said North Korea is keeping a large percentage of its combat forces along the demilitarized zone with South Korea, which is a position that allows the North to threaten U.S. and South Korean civilian and military personnel. McCain, all right, so anyway, we'll keep you guys posted as we get more of this. You know, didn't in the olden days, if somebody threatened, didn't you already take them out? I mean, I know that's easier said than done. But, I mean, how much longer are we going to be putting up with somebody threatening that he wants to nuke us? All right? I'm a little confused as to, I mean, unless this is his plan, he wants us to shoot first. Not too sure what's going on, but I think at some point, if somebody continues to threaten, okay, you need to weaken, shall we say, his threat. All right. I'm not sure how that would be done. I'm not a military specialist. I'm only a doctor and a lover. But how much longer are we going to take threats from this guy? Hasn't he been threatening for months? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. It looks like the McConnell camp, Senator Mitch McConnell, is not taking the illegal wiretaps too lightly. From what we understand, somebody had leaked phone conversations where Senator Mitch McConnell was planning strategy against what would be then, at the time, opponent Ashley Judd. Apparently, they were talking about how they could use some of her interviews where she had admitted to having breakdowns and some vulnerabilities with her mental health, some religious issues, not too sure what they were. And so when he was discussing a plan of strategy, this was being taped and leaked. Well, that's illegal. And so from what we understand, they are now getting the FBI involved, and it's not going to be pretty. Don't mess with McConnell, people. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. In today's news, we're talking about medications and how many people are skipping their medications. It looks like younger patients are more likely to skip their medications than older patients, according to the CDC. They found that 13% of Americans younger than 69 did not take their medications as prescribed to save money, while 6% in the older group skipped medications. 6% of both groups tried alternative therapies to avoid prescription drug costs. Not taking medications, though, costs us money because it could lead to asthma exacerbations. If they're not taking their asthma medicines, it could lead to high blood pressure, stroke, heart disease, etc. So, you know, non-adherence to prescription costs, from what we understand, costs us $290 billion a year. University of Maryland study found last June that Medicare patients with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, who take their medications as prescribed, has lower hospitalization rates and cost Medicare about $3,700 less than those who did not take their medications. So you see, we doctors are doing something right, okay? Well, you can take your medications, you can listen to us, okay? We aren't giving you bad advice, not all of us, okay? Seniors on Medicare were more likely to ask for generics than those on private insurance. I get that, 25% versus 21%. But seniors with private insurance were less likely to have skipped their medications to save money than those with Medicare and Medicaid coverage. So the study says adults who were poor, near poor, or uninsured were more likely to not take medication as prescribed to reduce their prescription drug costs. We do have a problem. Prescriptions are too expensive. They are. But the one thing I'm starting to notice, and again, this is one of those circle of life things, is when things get too expensive, in order to compete with the market, you need to cut your costs. So what I'm noticing is some of these brand names are able to cut their costs of their drugs using savings cards and coupons to cheaper than generic. So for those of you spending, let's say, $30 a month on your cholesterol medication, I think Crestor has a promotion going on with this. I think it's like a $20 coupon card where your prescription with insurance should not cost more than $20. So you're going generic, spending $30 if it costs that much, maybe more expensive than going brand name. So my suggestion to you is take a look at what you're spending generic. But if there's a medication you really want, you get in touch with the company. And the company a lot of times offers deals, etc., because they want you on that medication. Remember, if they don't make money on you particularly, it still helps them because you're telling the doctor you're on this medication and the doctor sees it's working. Or you're telling your next-door neighbor you're on this medication and it's working. So your being on a medication is advertising for them. So that's why a lot of times these companies do give incentives and they do give samples, etc. Because if you say, you want to know what, that Z-Pak didn't work, I took some Avalox, and the Avalox antibiotic knocked it out. Well, then your patients are going to say, look, I want you to give the prescription you gave my boss. My boss took Avalox, is it? Give me that. And so it's advertising. You know, we talked about you have to be careful with your cutting of the pills. Okay, some of these medications you really should not cut in half. We understand some of you doing every other day dosing. Some of you will skip your blood pressure medicine and go, well, I'm good. But you forget that the blood pressure medicine has to be in your system for a couple weeks to work. And sometimes it could still be in your system a couple weeks before the half-life completely brings it down to efficacious levels. So you could skip your blood pressure medicine sometimes for a couple days and you're doing well. I like those medications because I can't stand it when people lose their medications and forget. I don't want them to stroke out. I love you having those few days bumpers, but don't misconstrue that as you not needing your medicine. Many times a couple weeks you get a big rebound spike. All right, guys, don't go away. We're going to be talking about these hospital beeps and people dying if the nurses aren't paying attention. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty, double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officers said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So they say young adults who have higher levels of mercury in their systems can face a 65% increased risk of developing diabetes later in life. Now, where are you guys getting mercury from? Well, it could be the fish and the shellfish. A lot of you love all you can eat sushi. I think sushi is phenomenal. I think it's pretty cool. I think it's fun. A little costly, a little pricey, so I don't do it often. I probably eat sushi maybe once a year. You know, I just don't do it often. I, you know, make myself a sandwich for lunch usually. But I know going for a sushi lunch is great. But, you know, I know there could be a lot of calories. I know there could be a lot of carbs. We talked about that. But also a lot of mercury. All right. They said all fish and shellfish contain at least some sort of mercury. But they also have lean protein, omega-3 polyunsaturated fatty acids, magnesium, etc. And these things could actually counter the effects of mercury. But the study looked at 3,900 men and women between the ages of 20 and 32 who did not have diabetes in 1987, and they followed them until 2005. mercury levels in their toenails were measured, and they were tested for diabetes. The link between mercury levels and type 2 diabetes risk was established after the researchers, you know, controlled for lifestyle, dietary factors, etc. Compared to other participants, people with the highest levels of mercury had healthier lifestyles and ate more fish. Okay, but what does it say about the diabetes? You see, this is another one of these. Although the study found association between higher mercury levels and later development of type 2 diabetes, no cause and effect. They said types of seafood with lower levels of mercury are shrimp, salmon, catfish. Those with higher levels are your swordfish and your shark. Okay, so basically they say take seafood with lower levels of mercury. Apparently this article missed the big crux of how many of those people end up having diabetes. We were talking about typos just a few minutes ago on the show. It's ridiculous that some of these articles have no typos. But anyway, or have typos such as this. But the idea of I'm going to eat sushi as my fish. Listen, I'd rather you do that than hamburgers. Okay, I'm proud of you for doing that, but just keep in mind, going all out for sushi and eating it every week like some of you do, you may need to be careful. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So scientists say you could use meditation to increase your core body temperature when you're cold. I believe that. Okay, they say breathing and mental imagery could cause you to increase your body temperature an extra 38 degrees. It's an old Tibetan technique, I guess. Meditating can make you warmer. Scientists in Singapore say the discovery means core body temperature can be controlled by the brain and could have more implications for people working in extreme environments. I love the idea of meditation. I think it's amazing. I think you can lower your heart rate. I think you could lower your breathing, and I think you can lower your core body temperature. I agree. Apparently, previous research has only shown that G2MO mediators are able to increase their peripheral body temperatures in their fingers and toes. But according to this, apparently they collected data during a ceremony in Tibet in which nuns raised their core body temperature and dried wet sheets, which were wrapped around their bodies in negative 25 degrees Celsius temperatures. They used EEG recordings, and the team observed increase in core body temperature up to 38.3 degrees Celsius. Normal body temperature is about 37 degrees Celsius, or 98.5 Fahrenheit. Then they did another study with Western participants who used a breathing technique of G2MO meditative practice, and they were also able to increase their core body temperature. I think this is cool. I guess it uses visualizations and breathing techniques, including vase breathing. Vase breathing, according to Daily Mail, involves breathing into the abdomen and then not releasing all of the air from the belly before taking another breath. It's a form of yoga used in the Himalayas, and it can allow you to increase your temperature. That's pretty cool stuff, because right now I am freezing. We had a 20 to 30 degree temperature drop just, you know, in the last day or two, so I'm pretty cold. So they say monasteries maintaining G2MO traditions are very rare and are mostly located in the remote areas of eastern Tibet. That's some pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say climate change will threaten wine production. So for those of you that are like, all right, we got climate change, we got global warming, fine. Realize it could be messing with the grapes. They say global warming could make it difficult to raise grapes in traditional wine country areas, but it could shift production to other regions. Researchers predict a 2/3 fall in production in the world's premier wine ranges. I don't drink wine, it gives me headaches, because of climate change. The study forecasts sharp declines in wine production from Bordeaux and Rhone regions of France, Tuscany and Italy, and Napa Valley in California and Chile by 2050, as a warming climate change makes it harder to grow grapes in traditional wine country. They also anticipate a big push to areas once considered unsuitable, like Northern Europe, Britain, Northwest U.S., and the hills of Central China. Interesting stuff. I want to move on to this next story. All right, all these beeps that you hear in the hospital, beep, 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 beep. They're saying hospital workers have become desensitized to it to the point that there has been over 80 cases reported of bad events happening because somebody didn't interpret the alarm or respond to it. Now, we talked about how maybe some of these alarms, if we're getting so sick of hearing the beeps and so used to hearing the beeps, maybe some of these alarms should speak something in English, like patient desaturating, heart rate down. But I think what ends up happening that I've seen in training is many of these beeps are false alarms. So, you know, I would be a medical student and all of a sudden something would beep and my heart would race and I'm like, oh my gosh, is there a nurse? Nurse would just come on and casually hit the button and walk out. Patient was fine, she said. It's the machine. And so I think what ends up happening is the nurses are so used to these beeps and alarms and things making, you know, that they just go and shut it off. Just like with us and our alarm clock. You know, our alarm clock beeps. We've trained ourselves to just shut it off and go back to sleep. It's kind of dangerous, which is why many of us have to have our alarm clock across the room. So we have to get off our butts to go and shut the alarm off. But, you know, if that's the case, they need to come up with a better system. Now, many times the beeping alarm is so annoying that the patient will then call the nurse. Okay, but if the nurse is busy with somebody and can't address the alarm to begin with, a lot of times they don't answer when somebody is pressing for the nurse. So you're going to see the study this week. They say the FDA lists more than 500 deaths potentially linked with hospital alarms between 2005 and June 2010. But that includes mandatory reports of malfunctions, and in some cases the connection to death is only tenuous. Also keep in mind, hospitals voluntarily report these. Okay, I mean, how do we know if somebody desaturates and dies? Okay, do they say, oh, we ignored or misinterpreted an alarm? Or do they say, you know, well, this person had a heart attack and wasn't really the alarm's fault? Or if they would have just gotten there a second or two earlier, they could have applied the right amount of oxygen and the heart wouldn't have been as stressed. I mean, it's difficult. One thing I learned when I was in training is it really helps for you to have an advocate in your room and one of your family members watching and grabbing a nurse when something goes off. But the reason why hospitals limit, you know, visiting hours is sometimes that could just get too overbearing and overwhelming. I mean, if you have somebody coming, another beep, and you're like, oh my gosh, I wish I could just shut the machines off. You know, because it can be very distracting. And if you're, you know, dealing with another patient and you have a family member freaking out in the other room, it just scares me to think that somebody could be lying there and the alarm is going off and nobody's coming over to help. That's, I think, everyone's worst nightmare. You can make a horror movie out of that. So, like I said, if there are visiting hours, make sure you have somebody there at all times that you can, just to be able to be your advocate. All right, guys, cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. Stay tuned. I will post more information on Facebook and Twitter as the day progresses. God bless.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, we fabric,
Engrave ink embeds strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carding to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.